One of the questions that come up on the different fast days, that they don't come up on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, because those fast days begin the night before. And they could come up on Yud Zayin Tammuz. And Tisha B'Av, or maybe some Gedalia, but most frequently it comes up on Asara B'Tevis, because Asara B'Tevis is in the winter and it starts later. So for instance, let's assume Asara B'Tevis, let's assume the fast started at 6 o'clock today. So 6 o'clock, so people, 6:30, 6:15, so some people wake up at 7 anyway, they might wake up an hour earlier to eat. When the fast is in the fast, so whichever fast day it is, the question is, can I wake up in the morning before the fast and eat? So the question is, what's the question of, if the fast starts at 6 o'clock and I want to wake up at 5 o'clock, why would it even be an issue? So let's go see. So the Gemara tells us in Tainus and Daf Yud Beis that we know, as we mentioned, the fast begins at Olos HaShachar, the end of the night is the beginning of the day. However, the Gemara goes through, but that's only, it makes it sound if you're in the middle, if you're eating a Suda all night. But once you finish the Suda, the Gemara says, according to one opinion, you can't eat anymore. And the other opinion says, no. It's not, the issue is if you go to sleep or not. If you're up all night, then you can eat, but once you go to sleep, so therefore, you can't eat anymore. So, and we as Paskin like the sleeping opinion, not the Gemara Suda, that once you go to sleep, it appears that you can't eat anymore. But the question is, why not? The Tainus doesn't begin until Olos HaShachar. So, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you sleep, you can't eat. However, you're allowed to make a Tanai. If you made a stipulation before you went to sleep that you're going to eat, then that's okay. And the Ramah says, that's only by eating, but by drinking, it's assumed everyone wakes up in the middle of the night, gets some water, you take a drink. If you want a drink, there's no need for a Tanai. So the Shulchan Aruch agrees that you can't eat. They just say the issue is you make a Tanai, whether you have to make a Tanai on drinking or just on drinking and eating. And Poskim say even L'chatchila, even on the drinking. So that's what the Poskim say, you should make a Tanai before you go to sleep in order to be able to eat the next day. Do I have to actually verbalize the Tanai? Like, you know, where else do we, you know, we have it, like the Ramah says, by drinking, it's kind of like Hadlakas Neiros, like a woman. Like, generally speaking, if the assumption is it's not necessarily a man or a woman issue, but if you normally accept lighting candles, if you normally accept Shabbos when you light candles, so therefore you need a Tanai if you don't plan on doing it. So the Ramah says if you usually drink water, you don't need a Tanai. But the other things you don't usually do, so therefore you would need. So the bottom line is, they bring down that there's a concept of making a Tanai before you go to sleep, and therefore L'chatchila, perhaps even on drinking and eating. And what about making the Tanai? Do I have to actually verbalize it? Or is it enough that I mentally think it? So again, so some folks can say you have to verbalize, and others say no, that you only have to verbalize things when it's been on M'chaveir or interperson. When on L'makom, it's not an issue. So that's a further discussion. And So what's the concept behind it? It doesn't make any sense. If the fast doesn't begin until the morning, why did you say when I go to sleep, the fast begins? So either two possibilities. One is that it's the wrong assumption. Maybe really the fast begins at night. And this is the whole discussion that comes up. It comes up really L'maisa, or more L'maisa, on Yud Zayin Tammuz, which is also the beginning of the 3 weeks. So the question of what about getting married, that night or taking a haircut. In other words, when did the 3 weeks begin? On one hand, Yud Zayin Tammuz begins at night, but we know the Isser Achil only begins to the morning. So that's a whole discussion. Rav Moshe, Rav Soloveitchik, in terms of when do the Nehugim of the 3 weeks apply? But so it comes up more there, but it comes up here also. In other words, that's what I think Rashi writes, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether you say Aneinu Amayrav, that those who say you say Aneinu Amayrav. How could you say Aneinu Yom Som Tanitzena? Because it's a day, even though we're eating, but it's a fast day. And our practice is we wait to Mincha time because we don't want you to say you get in Shacharis because we're concerned you might come to eat. So, but either way, but we see from Rishonim that even at Mayrav, so according to some really say we see from here that the fast actually begins at night. However, if you're up all night or if you're eating, so you could build in an extension to the next morning. And others say, really the fast does begin during the morning, but somehow once you go to sleep, so it's already, and you plan on waking up in the morning, so therefore somehow the fast begins the night before. So whatever the lumdus is, the bottom line is, the poskim say, it's one should make a tanai before you go to sleep, that you have in mind, one should think it, say it, to have in mind that you plan on eating before the fast. So how far do we take it? Let's say someone got up in the morning and they want to eat and they didn't make any tonight. Is there any heter? Does that mean it's really us for them to eat? So some say, yeah, if you didn't make the tonight, it's like the fast started and therefore it's like you're not fasting. You run into the issues of getting an aliyah and that kind of thing, aninu, etc. Other folks, Gim of Shmuel Kamenetsky and others, want to say maybe it's a sad coup, that really the fast doesn't begin to the morning. You're not really someone who's eating. It's a din l'chadchila, you make a tanai. The fact that you can make a tanai, I don't say, well, Yom Kippur, you know what, I'll make a tanai if I wake up in the morning or on Tisha B'Av or other days. In other words, the tanai doesn't work. Because you know what, if I'm hungry this afternoon, I'm going to eat on a Sorah B'Tavis. That doesn't work, because if everyone... So how could the fast work? So already you see it's not really the Zman. So therefore, there are those poskim who are mako and say that even if you didn't make a tanai, one could eat. So that's a further discussion. Obviously, l'chadchila, why not make a tanai? But b'di'evit, there are those who say that even without a tanai, really, me'ikar adin, you can eat. And in fact, the post can bring down a further chumrah that even if you assume you can eat, but perhaps maybe you can't eat until you can't eat a half an hour before alos, you can't eat more than a kebeah. So even if you're going to wake, even if the fast starts at 6, so then you have to be finished by 5:30, you got to wake up at 5. That makes a big difference. So that's a sun bring down. And others say that maybe no, that was the concern then, is because you're going to get caught up in eating and you're going to miss Kriya Shema and all that. So perhaps like in all the halachas, maybe if you set up your alarm clock on your phone or you have a shmira, so therefore and today everyone has clocks, so maybe it's less of an issue. I think another post can bring down, maybe it's only a problem if you're having bread, but if you only have a mezonis, it's a little less. So they have a different poskim who are strict on not eating at all if you didn't make it tonight. And even if you made it tonight, you shouldn't eat a half an hour before. And the other poskim who, b'shas hadchak, I say, even if you didn't make it tonight, you could still eat. And perhaps even before the half an hour time period before Alos HaShachar, maybe that wouldn't apply today. In Bizman HaZeh.